Harm reduction, safe injection sites. Certainly, we've talked a lot about those on this program. But, you know, for some women, co-ed safe injection sites can often be unsafe, unwelcoming places. That's why the Otero Women's Resource Society has opened the world's first women-only supervised injection site. It opens its doors this week to all women, allowing 15 in at a time to use the space and even access some basic health care. Our Samantha Garvey stopped by the downtown Eastside facility to learn more.
The main thing is just trying to really make it clear that women are different. and so we've tried to make this space responsive to that, accessible, friendly, comforting to women. So my name is Janice Abbott. I'm the CEO of Otero Women's Resource Society. We're at 135 Dunleavy.
Why a women's only site?
There's a lot of reasons to have women-only spaces in the downtown Eastside. The most significant one is that the co-ed spaces are often unsafe for women. So doesn't necessarily mean a overdose prevention room. It can be any co-ed space. So women are often having to stand in lineups or sitting in waiting rooms with men who have caused them harm, men they owe money to, men who raped them the night before or assaulted them last week. So for many women, they just forego services altogether rather than have to stand in those lines or spend time in those waiting rooms. So it's about a 1,000-square-foot room. We've tried to set up, you know, conversation areas where women can hang out and use. So we have, obviously, syringes. We have cookers, clean water, antiseptic pads, ties so women can tie off their veins, or their arms, rather, yeah.
Have you ever used InSight, the safe injection site behind us? So what do you think about the opening of one that's for women only?
I think that's good because there's been incidents where women have to go out the back door hiding from guys. So.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You've seen that happen?
I was one of them. An abusive boyfriend kind of thing. Well, he sat outside waiting for me to, so I had to go out the back door.
Do you feel like a lot of women might feel unsafe in a facility that's co-ed?
No, but there are some girls that have PTSD and stuff, so it'd be a good thing.
I would use it, especially because some guys, they're different when they get high. Yeah, I would feel safer.
Have you felt unsafe here?
No, never. No, it's pretty safe here. Yeah. We take care of each other.
Oh yeah, I've used InSight for sure, and I think it's well, you know, women. There's women out there that get that use outside, and they get harassed or stolen from or taken advantage of, and so it is a good place for women to come and use.
Have you ever felt unsafe at a place like InSight or any other safe injection site?
No.
Never felt unsafe.
No.
You know, the reason most of us choose to do this work is because women matter to us. Women's safety matters to us. Many, many of us who do women's anti-violence work come to it from lived experience. So there's a personal passion that brings us to this work, wanting to ensure that women stay alive until they get to a place where they're able to look after themselves. Wanting to respect and honor women, ensure women are being honored and respected, and all of the coping mechanisms that they've developed to help them sort of survive the kinds of violence and abuse and trauma. Most of the women that we've worked with have experienced violence almost since they took their first breath. It's about wanting to be there and be supportive, and also recognize and acknowledge and honor women's strengths.
Janice Abbott, the CEO of the Otero Women's Resource Society. Now, that organization, along with the Vancouver Coastal Health, has opened the first women's-only safe injection site, first in the world, and it's open on the downtown east side. It's open to all women, accessible daily from 6 in the morning until noon, and then from 6 p.m. until midnight.